Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here Now with Rachel C. I am your host, Rachel C. Joining me live in the studio tonight is the one and only Velveeta Underground. We're going to kick things off right now with my earworm of the week. This is kind of becoming a new tradition here on the show, which is cool because I pretty much have an earworm every other week. This is something from my friends, Love Honey. This is Try to Get Rid of Me. That was new music from Love Honey. I am Rachel C. You're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. live in the studio. My guests tonight are tuning up. We're arranging a few things while this is all going on. Thanks for listening. I'm going to take a moment right now at the top of the hour. I usually do this about halfway through. I'll probably do it halfway through again to remind you that we are a nonprofit. We are a 501c3. And your donations to us are tax deductible. I encourage you to flirt with the donate button. Click. You'll help keep independent, freeform, farm-to-table, small-batch, artisanal radio going, rocking and rolling. My guests... We're all good here. I'm going to... And we're just going to close the door behind you guys whenever you're ready. Well, we don't have to, but it might help contain the sound a little bit if we're worried about the mics and stuff. And as I always say, if you're wondering if this really is a live show or not, you hear things happening as they're happening. They have to be this organized. It helps that I have an extra set of hands here. You just heard from Bob Holmes of Velveeta Underground. They're live in studio tonight. Joining me here is also station co-founder, host of Bushwick Garage, one of the many hosts, co-curator of Brooklyn Bandstand, Robert Pritchard. He is here in the studio. So I'm going to ask my guests here to just introduce themselves. This is Velveeta Underground. If you want to just say your names, we'll go around the room. Speak into whichever mic is closest to you. I can spin one around, too.
Hi, I'm Bob Holt. I'm playing the mandolin.
Thirsty Dave on vocals.
Doug Allen playing guitar.
Roger Mulley on the doghouse.
Jonathan Gregg playing dobro.
Got it. We got everybody. You guys, I don't know where to even start with, like, the CVs. The CVs could fill the room here. This really impressive histories, careers. You've all got multiple projects going on at the same time. Like, this is, I kind of feel like, yeah, this is Velveeta Underground, but it's also, like, elements of several other different projects, bands happening. But we'll focus on the show that you've got coming up. You've got two shows coming up right now. There's one at Brooklyn Bowl on Monday the 29th, right? Brooklyn Bowl, for anyone who doesn't know, that's in Brooklyn. It's also like it's a great place. You can hear, like, you know, great shows and bowl, and you can eat, you can drink, and you can. So I highly recommend it. You've got another really exciting thing coming up. It's this Sunday at the Treehouse. There's this. That's basically another way of saying that little spot on the corner of 2nd Street and Avenue A. Upstairs, you are performing with Pie Power Trio, which is very exciting. That's Pat Irwin's latest project. We've got some music from Pie Power Trio happening at the close of the hour. And I know there's some, also, again, there's some cross pollination with Pie Power Trio. Members of this group and members of Pie Power Trio are part of another project called Sus, which is ambient country music. And what I'm kind of curious about with the, I'm looking, if listeners at home, I'm looking around the room here, and we're seeing a lot of, like, basic country instruments. So I'm wondering if, like, at the core, like, basically, what is Velveeta Underground? Where I know, you know, what, if anyone wants to kind of describe what the project is supposed to be about, what is, and explain some of the instrumentation I'm seeing going around the room.
I'm a longtime Velvet Underground fan. And I've been coming to sit in with these guys for years. Some of these guys are all friends of mine from art school. Very old friends. And they can't see how old we are. But, and I was down there one night at the Seahorse, and I was recovering from some eye issues, and I was half blind. And it came into my mind that I would like to sing Velvet songs with these guys. The string band, and I talked about it for about a year, and then we just started fooling around with it, and that was Bob's idea to kind of make it into a project.
Yeah, well, Doug and I have been playing together for over 40 years, so that gives you an idea.
Right.
He and I met at art school at RISD, and we had a bluegrass. '70s, and it was the logical thing to sort of do at that period of time, because the Talking Heads had just graduated from RISD, and everybody decided they wanted to have a band, and we decided our band was not going to be a punk band, it was going to be a bluegrass band, but it was definitely a different kind of bluegrass band, and Doug and I did that together for years, and then he and I were the founding members of a punk country band called Rubber Rodeo. So we've been doing, like, permutations of strange country music for years. So this is just something that sort of grew out of that. A crusty gentleman together with Jonathan, who we also knew from Providence. He didn't go to RISD, but he was at Brown. So we've known him for close to 40 years. We just said, you know, about the 8 years ago, we put together this band called The Crusty Gentleman, that's the core of the Velveeta Underground, and David sings lead. And,
So basically, I'm hearing a lot of projects that, like, you know, you're taking this, the country instruments or instrumentation, and just applying it to all these other kind of things you've been hearing and kind of seeing how it goes. But also, are you hearing like one genre of music or another, or are you just kind of like looking at like, hey, let's just strip this down, like music that we like and rehash it?
Well, all that being said, David is also the leader of probably one of the best Western swing bands in the United States called Western Caribbean. So, I mean, it couldn't get more traditional than Western Caribbean.
Yeah, it's like totally old school. But no, like the Velvet's record, especially the third album, I heard it as a string band.
Hmm.
So that's, you know. So I said, let's do this.
Yeah, and that, you know, the Crusties. The Crusty Gentlemen play really very straight hillbilly style bluegrass music. You know, Jimmy Martin, Jim and Jesse, Flatness Grubs, plus some new grass stuff, which still is almost 40 years old as well, older than the way. But then we got known, the Crusty Gentlemen got known for doing bluegrass covers of like Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that's a fairly stringy country song. I mean, a lot of gun stuff actually is. A lot of metal stuff is. Anything with where you have these guitar solos where there's just where, like, if you ever look at the sheet music, it's just all you see are like tablature tabs that would make you go blind. That's string work. I think that's
bluegrass by its very nature is music for soloists. I mean, it's all about
And without your traditional drum percussion section, which is probably good that we don't have in the studio tonight, because this is the first live band we've had in the new studio at 100 Bogart, full band with in the new tinier space, very fancy but very tiny. And on that note, do you guys want to? We should maybe just jump into this and start playing a little bit, since we're all loaded and ready to go. What are you going to play for us first?
Pale Blue Eyes.
So again, this is Velveeta Underground is covering, essentially doing these string covers of the Velvet Underground, which is, if younger listeners may not be aware, we'll call it high art rock of back in the day.
Okay. Back in the 60s.
His first band. Cool. All right, here we go. This is
it's a sad but beautiful song.
Here we go.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes I feel so happy, but mostly you just make me mad. Baby, you just make me mad. Linger on your pale blue eyes. Linger on your pale blue eyes. As my mountaintop, thought of you as my peak, thought of you as everything I've had but couldn't keep. I've had but couldn't keep. Linger on. Pale blue eyes, linger on your pale blue eyes. If I couldn't make the world just what I see. I'd put you in the mirror I put in front of me. I put in front of me. Finger on your pale blue eyes. Finger on your pale blue
Velveeta Underground Live. Don't tell Lou. I kind of like that one a little better. I think just an improvement on something already good. Lou, sorry. Don't tell Lou what I said. You're listening to Here Now with Rachel C. We go live, celebrating live performance, culture, and activism in the arts every Thursday at 7. On that note, I'll just get into something I didn't get to at the top of the hour, which is okay. We celebrate live performance culture here because we want you to go out and do the thing. So, and be there and be present. Not just always sit at home and stream. So on that note, I tell you about things you can go out and see and do. The big thing I'm telling you about tonight, and I've already told you about, are the shows that Velveeta Underground is doing, one of which is the big one. And I believe this is a free show at the Treehouse, right?
Correct.
You, for free, you can come and see these guys, and you can come and see Pie Power Trio this Sunday, 9 and 10 p.m. are the stage times. That's at 2nd Street and Avenue A in New York City. You go upstairs. That's why it's the Treehouse. It's exactly, we're making gestures now. You go up. It's actually very simple. It's not, there's no secret messages in that. And you are also seeing musicians who are professional musicians, working musicians who've been at this for years, who, I mean, like I said, the CV could fill the room. We could like stack it that high, everybody's credentials and just what you've done and contributed to music. One other thing, two other events I'll tell you about. One, of course, this is the night before, or rather the day before the show at the Treehouse. This is this Saturday. The Women's March is happening again. Last year there was what is now, I believe, the Historic Women's March, happened in major cities across the country, and I believe internationally, in response to just, well, where do I even start? Things happening in the world and the election of Orange Julius Caesar.
A shit storm, maybe?
Shithole. Yes. There's a shit storm in the air. And this is happening again now a year later, an exercise in rights, expression. It's for everyone. It's called the Women's March because women were feeling particularly aggrieved at the time. There's a lot of actual political actions being taken at the federal level to curb rights, access to healthcare resources, things of this nature, and it's still happening. So we're going to flex our protest muscles again this weekend. And one other thing that is happening, this is happening this Saturday after the march. If you want to, you know, you want to debrief, do something a little different, check out the MF Gallery, 213 Bond Street. There'll be a screening of two independent, wacky, as you can possibly imagine, films, Satan Hold My Hand and Werewolf Bitches from Outer Space. Certain people in this room are in these films. That's all I'll say about that. Yes. I don't know. I hear they have tattoos and glasses. I hear they know each other. I don't know. The people in the room. Okay. So those are things you can see and do. But definitely check the show at the Treehouse. Guys, so we have the show at the Treehouse. What others, I mean, have you, obviously, you guys are sort of based here in New York. Have you taken, where else have you taken this? You've been doing this for a while.
I've only done one show.
Okay. Is that an idea? Is there a plan to take this, that Velveeta Underground, what Velveeta Underground is doing?
I think wherever they'll have us. Yeah.
when we started it, it was just an idea, and we wanted to see it through. We were hoping for people to come see us, and it turned out that a lot of people actually came to see us, including Laurie Anderson. This is Lou Reed herself showed up. So.
Oh, that must have been interesting.
We got such, you know, overwhelming response that we decided we had to, you know, do it again.
Right.
So
is this almost something? I mean, that for you guys, clearly you're enjoying it. It's kind of something that is fun, but it's actually, I mean, just it's. I mean, it sounds that good, and obviously you've been performing yourselves for years. It's just kind of like, this was for fun, but we're gonna book shows and do this thing we love to do.
That's pretty much what it
is. Which is just fucking awesome is what it is. Like, I have this thing I love doing, and like, I can just book some shows at some great venues and go do it. Like, so there's also, I guess, we can touch upon this also. You guys, you mentioned the Crusty Gentleman. We touched a little bit on Sus. What other projects are you all involved in? Because I know there are projects. Anyone wants to go first?
I have a Western swing band.
The Western swing band, right?
Western Caravan, and we play regularly, and at least once a month in the city. And we did the Fuji Rock Festival in Japan last summer, which was really good. And I think we're going back next year. And that's about it. And you know, we play around.
What was the response like in Japan?
Really good.
Really.
And I saw Japanese people in the rain singing along with the Bob Wills song that I was singing.
and they
knew the words as well. Wow,
that's incredible.
No, it was great.
I play pedal steel in a bunch of local bands. I have play with a guy called Cliff Westfall, who's an excellent honky-tonk songwriter. He's got an album coming out later this year. I play with... Jim Petrie. I was on Emily Duff's new record that got a lot of good reviews. And I have a band that's based out of UC called The Linemen that I play guitar and write songs for, as well as pedal steel. And we put out an album last year. And I play a lot of, you know, people who pass through town look, you know, find me online, and I'll join them for gigs locally.
That's Jonathan Griggs.
Jonathan Gregg is available. Just find him online as you pass through.
He's not that available.
How am I not shocked at that?
Like, I have to say that one of the reasons that the Crusty Gentlemen ever got together in the first place is because of our bass player. He's the one person that in the rest of us have known each other for years, but my wife was putting together a, she owns some restaurants, and she was putting together a show with Dominic Chianese, Uncle June.
Yes.
And he has a spaghetti western band, which is basically kind of an Italian version of country western music. And Roger was the bass player, and so we had to put together, my wife had to put together a band to play with Roger.
So I got a call from Cowgirl, and Bob's wife Sherry is on the phone saying, Jonathan, I want you to talk to Cousin Junior. He wants you to play pedal steel with him. And I said, okay, put him on by all means.
Cousin Junior.
And, you know, so anyway, I met Dom, who's charming, if a somewhat unusual person to accompany. And Roger had been playing with him for a long time. And right at that time, the crusty gentlemen were just starting to think about, you know, doing a little, actually playing some gigs or starting to exist, and we needed an upright bass player. So I mentioned it to Roger, and he became the crusty gentleman's bass player. So thanks to Dom Ganesi, we have Roger in the band, and we've been doing it every month at Seahorse for about 7 years now.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
yeah, that's another thing to plug, our monthly gig down at the Cowgirl Seahorse down in the Seaport neighborhood down there right at the foot of the Brooklyn Bridge, Manhattan. It's always on a Monday night. It changes from month to month. It's not always the same Monday. But, look it up, the Crusty Gentleman at the Cowgirl Seahorse.
And we have a Facebook page, so there's only one Crusty Gentleman.
Yes, yeah. Which is not, which you can't say for Velveeta Underground.
Yeah.
I already knew a bit about you guys, and as I do every week, I do homework, a little bit more research on my guests, and I kind of went, wow, well, this has come up a bit. This is a name that's been in use.
Yeah, no, it is.
What made you choose it, other than the fact that you were covering the Velvet Underground?
That's an even better story.
Okay, yeah.
I think it was it came up as like the perfect expression of the kind of music that we were doing, which was bluegrass versions of the Velvet Underground, and we're quick to make the distinction that it's really Thirsty Dave and the Crusty Gentleman playing. The performance piece is the Velvet Underground,
right?
because you know, people think of us as the band Velvet Underground, but there are other things called Velvet Underground, yes, which we don't really want to have any.
Incredibly, nobody else took the Crusty Gentleman. In fact, neither had we originally. We thought we were going to call ourselves the Crunchy Gentlemen, but the venue got the name wrong on our first gig.
Oh.
And so we thought, well, what's stupider to say, no, it's not that dumb joke, it's this dumb joke. So we said, fine, yes. have it your way.
So your name, Crusty Gentleman, is a typo, kind of.
Yeah, right. There actually is another band or two out there called the Crunchy Gentleman, which is, you know, a tribute to the Country Gentleman,
right.
The
bluegrass
band, of course. So I'm glad they got
it
wrong.
We sorted that out.
It's only one Crusty Gentleman.
Do you guys want to play us in a little something else here?
Sure.
What are we going to hear now?
White Light, White Heat?
Yeah.
All right.
So let's just do three solos. So
yeah.
You, me, yeah,
and then him.
Okay.
We're doing arrangements in the studio for your listening pleasure at home.
Yeah, our banjo player's not here.
Hi, Jeffrey. Sorry you couldn't make it.
Good.
Sorry,
you wouldn't fit in the room anyway.
No, it's Jonathan.
Jonathan, you, and Jonathan.
Jeffrey's earning an honest dollar in New York.
Sitting on Rob's lap or something. Sitting on a shelf.
Just double check tuning here.
Cold outside.
I'm good to know. Why is life going missing? This could never last. you used to have. And it's June, it's only June, and you're still young at 32. You've got a whole day of summer laid out in front of you. It don't get dark till nearly 9, and they're serving the cheap white wine. There's no telling what we all might get up to. Which one's the girl? I said neither one, you dumb shit, that's the point. They kicked me in my temple and I came up splashing stunned. And everything inside told me to run. Instead I vaulted over and I bit him on his ear. And I screamed it out real loud so he could hear. So get back above 14th Street now before you make me mad. Because I've lost that wounded love they used to have.
And we're back, everybody. You're listening here now with Rachel C. I am Rachel C. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast or you just want to hear the whole thing all over again, and why wouldn't you? Tune in this Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern. That's New York City time, folks, for the rebroadcast. This episode should be up on Podomatic next week by about Tuesday, Wednesdays. We usually get up there. I'm joined in the studio tonight by Velveeta Underground, who are playing at the Treehouse that's at 2A Bar this Sunday. Shows are either playing with Pie Power Trio at 9 and 10. I know you want to talk about a little bit about your relationship with Pie Power Trio and how that kind of happened.
Pat's another person that we've known for
Pat Irwin.
Pat Irwin, the band. When Doug and I were in this country punk band, Rubber Rodeo, it was about the same time, or exactly the same time, that that Pat was in a band called the Raybeats. And so we ended up, because they wore matching outfits and we wore matching outfits, I think we ended up playing a lot of gigs together. And they did sort of a no-wave version of the Ventures. So it was mostly instrumental, but kind of the Ventures with a strange, bizarre twist.
I called it surf jazz.
Yeah, surf jazz. Yeah. So, and then Pat went on to play for like 20 years with the B-52s, and we stayed in contact all through that period of time, and now he's doing a lot of different stuff, just like the rest of us, one of those things is the Pie Power Trio, which he's with Sasha Dobson and Daria Grace, who also do a million different things as well, a couple of years ago, I had this concept of doing what at the time I called ambient country music, but I think it's probably closer to Western and psychedelic music. And I thought Pat would be a good person to add to the mix. Jonathan here is another person, and we have a couple other compatriots who are in it as well. And so we're just. Next week, I guess, we're releasing an album.
And Sus actually is performing on the 4th of February, I believe it is.
Right. 4th of February at the Secret Theater in Long Island City. So it's a record release party, and we never thought we'd play live. You know, if you ever wondered how ambient music is played live, come to this gig, and we'll all find out ourselves.
Find out at the same time whether it's a good idea.
It'll work. So is there any plan for an actual, obviously Velveeta Underground is playing, performing. Is there a plan to record an album at any point? If someone wanted to hear Velveeta Underground tracks, how do they go about doing that? Where can they purchase them? Can they be purchased or downloaded or streamed? Or?
So far not, though we do have several videos up online, but I would say that we have recording in our future. I mean, as we mentioned earlier, this is a pretty young band. It might sound like we've been doing this forever, but we haven't really been doing it that long. Right. So.
Although I hear there's merch and stuff that I'm specifically told to ask about that.
What is the band without t-shirts? I mean, forget about the gigs. We started with the t-shirts and worked back from there. So.
Actually, we don't have a Sus t-shirt yet. That's the only.
No, not Sus.
We've got to work on that. Yeah. But we have amazing artwork and animations by Gary Lieb, our synthesis, but all our other bands have awesome swag. There's Crusty Gentleman t-shirts, there's Velveeta Underground t-shirts that are super fine, and I have a band called The Combine that's the pedal steel instrumental combo that does 60s pop songs, and we have an awesome t-shirt about to come out.
the Velveeta Underground, the artwork, I'll call it, because there are the tees, but also images. The things I was making posters out of to promote your appearance on the show tonight. They're really kind of interesting imagery, and you're working with already iconic images like the Velvet Underground logos and Velveeta. Where'd all that come from?
I did that stuff. Much like a lot of the stuff that we do, it starts with a concept, and sometimes that concept is visual, and then the music sort of stems out of that. And so as soon as I, David mentioned this idea of doing the Velvet Underground, and he'd be the first person to tell you that it took me over a year to figure out what the heck he was talking about. It's like, what? I don't get it. I could do a whole bluegrass version of Jethro Tull's "Thick as a Brick," but the Velvet Underground, I don't know. But
and that's them doing Tull is terrible.
That never even got out of the garage. That. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Tull doing Tull, it could be terrible. Tull doing Tull.
That was bad enough.
The key to the whole thing is hillbilly. Like Velveeta is hillbilly food.
It's cracker food.
So we take the graphics. We take this thing. We make it hillbilly.
Yeah, and as soon as you see like the first Velvet Underground album, the famous Andy Warhol album with the banana in it, but you replace that banana with an ear of corn, it just like makes all the sense in the world.
And you got a band.
And going back to your original kind observation about maybe liking it slightly better, I think what works really well about it is that the original versions were very good songs, but were the performances were, shall we say, loose. I mean, there's certainly room for, other interpretations, and, it's a matter of taste, but, that maybe could be done even better. But there was plenty of, it was a pretty wide open opportunity, because the songs are definitely folk music simple, and some of them are. Most of them really. It's more three, maybe four chord songs, and so it's not a stretch. And we're sort of pleasantly surprised ourselves.
Isn't every song better done bluegrass style?
Pretty much everything, I think, but results may vary.
But our motto is bluegrass is better than it sounds. So, it's going back to the visual stuff, Rachel. The one thing I did want to mention is handsome and as interesting as we all look on the radio. Part of the allure of the Velveeta Underground is that we have we call him the Fifth Beatle, Gary Lieb, and he creates a visual light show that is projected behind and around us when we play that is his sort of hillbilly version of Andy Warhol's Exploding Plastic Inevitable.
Which, okay, so we have hillbilly psychedelic happening.
It's definitely.
Stage performances. Yeah.
It's a multimedia cracker fest.
Yeah.
No, and I actually saw the Exploding Plastic Inevitable show.
Really?
They came to my, they played at RISD when I was a freshman. and it was there. And Andy was in the booth doing the, showing the films.
Andy Warhol.
Andy.
Yeah. The other Andy, no.
No, of course, yeah, Andy Warhol.
It could have been Andy Devine.
Yeah. And Gary has nailed that in his own great way. It's really good.
Yeah. I could just like listen to these stories all night. But it's a little later in the hour now. Why don't we play a little bit more music? You guys are ready?
This song, this is from the third album. This song is not folk music simple. This is it's one of the most beautiful songs in the world.
I've been set free and I've been bound to the memories of yesterday's clowns. I've been set free and I've been bound, and now I'm set free. To find a new illusion. I've been blinded, but you I can see. What in the world has happened to me? The prince of stories who walks right by me, and now I'm set free. I'm set free. To find a new illusion. I'm set free. to find a new illusion.
Darling.
It was a very, very beautiful song.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are, thank you.
Sad, again. But beautiful.
That, well, a lot of them are. A lot of them are sad, but beautiful. So I feel like I've been joined in the studio tonight, just not by Velveeta Underground, but also by the Crusty Gentleman, by Sus, by...
Parts of many excellent parts, enterprises.
Yes, parts of many excellent enterprises. I mean, we Western Caravan, Thirsty Devil, the Lineman. I mean, this has been an incredible evening.
Thirsty Devil.
I love it.
Right, he's here. I mean, he's here.
Thirsty Devil.
He's here. I'm sorry. I wrote a lot of notes.
That's it, man. That's you from now on.
If we do Jethro Tull,
I can't read my own handwriting anymore. I'm writing notes as we go. This
Thirsty Devil, I've come for your baby.
Sorry. It happens.
I've heard of Hungry Ghosts, but Thirsty Devil, now that's...
Well, that's his counterpart. No. That's Hungry Ghost counterpart. I'm sorry. I can't. This is how fast the show goes sometimes. I take notes during it. Anyone who's ever, like, actually been in the studio, any former guest of mine will tell you, I take notes throughout, and sometimes I just, like, lose track of where let's go. But, yeah, so many different things happening. Again, the regular Monday night will not... Monday a month, but the Monday changes happens.
We're not that regular.
Yeah, semi-regular Monday performances.
The Western Caravan. The first Wednesday of every month at Hill Country Barbecue.
Definitely a must see. 26th
Street in Manhattan.
A must see for any fan of real Western swing music.
Who do you guys like as far as contemporary bluegrass and country music goes, because there is a bluegrass scene even here locally in Brooklyn, because I've seen a lot of it. Is there?
I like the Crusty Gentleman.
Sure you do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good bluegrass bands out there, but I think that we one of the things about us is that we listen to lots of other kinds of music and blend it into the format.
Right.
The bluegrass music that we listened to was all made in, like, from the 50s to the 70s, and then after that, it's like, you know, we still listen to
a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that is out here is kind of an homage to that, where people are playing standards.
Except we were alive when that music was the first time, so.
We're thinking of doing some Carrie Underwood. Yeah.
Then Not Until I Die.
I think those will coincide almost exactly, actually.
The best of Shania.
Taylor Swift.
As long as we have a good T-shirt.
What if exactly Amy Winehouse as in strings?
Yeah,
it could be interesting.
She was, boy, miss her.
Yeah.
She is missed.
Once in a while, the real thing comes along. You know,
she could do anything.
And on that note, once again, my guest and I have been the Velveeta Underground. Rebroadcast will be show, of course, once again, come out to the Treehouse, that's 2A in New York City, this Sunday evening. My guests next week will be the Nightmare River Band. They'll be playing the next RFB Presents show, Thursday of the month, The Well. We're going to leave you now with a little something Pat sent us, literally like Pat sent Rob and I. This is some music from the Pie Power Trio. This one is called... Hang on, we're pulling it up now. This is Tough Enough. Thanks again for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of my little humble radio show. Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you.